Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. I have to confess that I was stuck a few days ago because I actually wrote this podcast as a blog post. And I didn't know how to entitle the blog post, and even today for this podcast, I didn't know how to entitle the podcast either. So I entitled the podcast the same thing that I entitled the blog post, excuse me. And I subtitled the podcast, Lousy Title, But a Good Podcast, because I really do think that today is a awesome podcast. And so hopefully, even though it's a lousy title, people will listen to it. And because even today, I still don't know how to explain what I was feeling or what I was thinking when I had my quiet time. By the way, I'll explain why I hate the title Quiet Time, but it was such an awesome quiet time because I've been reading through Psalm 39 and Psalm 40 for my Bible time, and that's actually what I call it, for several days. I don't just read a psalm a day. I don't do that. I actually spend several days, and actually it's turning into weeks, reading through Psalm 39 and Psalm 40 before I finish. And by the way, why do we call it quiet time? Because I don't know about you, but when I'm reading through scripture, my mind is always racing and I'm getting these loud thoughts from God. And he seems to be speaking to my heart and my mind. And yes, the ladies from The View, Joy Behar, I think is the person. God speaks to me. It's not crazy. And I don't know, does God speak to you when you're reading scripture? He speaks to me. I'm not crazy, by the way. Anyway, these Psalms have been exactly what I have needed lately. And I'm not even finished with Psalm 40. Today, I actually read just two verses. Psalm 40, I read verses 11 and 12. Because leading a Jewish evangelistic ministry, leading Sadaka Ministries, is draining and difficult, even in the best of times. And in these COVID times, it has been spiritually exhausting, to say the least. And I have, and I still do experience the dark days of Psalm 39. By the way, hopefully I'm encouraging you to read Psalm 39 and Psalm 40. And last year, it seemed like all of last year was Psalm 39 when my mom passed away. And there is not a day that I do not miss her. Even now that we're into 2021. I also go through those dark nights of the soul, you know, that St. John of the Cross described, where I just wonder if and when will we ever get past this horrible virus and return to quote-unquote normal missionary work. And then there are the obstacles of those who oppose the idea of Jewish evangelism. And by the way, the most personal for me come from those being who profess to be Christians. I can deal with opposition coming from Jewish people who don't want me to tell other Jewish people about Jesus. I can deal with that. The most personal and hurtful for me are those who profess to be Christian and oppose the work of Jewish evangelism. That hits to my soul, believe it or not. And this is why I cling to my life verse, because without it, I would fall apart. And it comes from Paul's parting words to the church of Ephesus before he returned to Jerusalem and his eventual arrest. And I know there's a lot of irony, and I know that. And this comes from Acts 20:24, and I'm going to read it to you. And this is what Acts 20:24 says. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. That is my life verse. And that's what Paul told to the elders of the church of Ephesus, that his life was meaningless except to do and to share the gospel of the grace of God. And little did I realize, you know, until a few days ago in my Bible time, not my quiet time, but my Bible time, that there is an almost parallel passage in Psalm 40. And it is in verses 9 and 10 of Psalm 40. And this is, I'm going to read those verses to you as well. And this is from the King James. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. And this is David speaking, or David singing, because it's a psalm. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, you knowest. I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from your great congregation. And by the way, the idea of the great congregation is the idea of Israel. So David is saying, I have preached righteousness to Israel. I have not stopped myself, Lord, you know. I have not hid your righteousness. I have not kept it to myself. I have declared faithfulness in your salvation. And I have not concealed your kindness and your truth from Israel. And the other day when I was reading and focusing on verses 9 and 10, you know, I looked at those verses and they're in that emphatic intentionality. In the Hebrew, it's the PL imperfect. I know, Hebrew nerd moment. And verse 10 especially is in essence the parallel life verse of Acts 20:24. And God knew I needed it. By the way, it was on Saturday, and today is Monday, March 15th, when I'm doing this podcast. By the way, the Ides of March, if you're a Shakespeare or, you know, Roman history nerd like I am. And because even with David saying, I'm not going to stop, and I'm going to keep on keeping on, and I've gone through the trials of Psalm 39 and the darkness of Psalm 39, and I won't stop. If you keep reading the next 11 verses, and I read 11 and 12 today, there's struggles ahead. And in Psalm 40, 11 through 17, there's struggles ahead. And there are battles to fight. There are obstacles to come. But I know, and I want you to know, that you have God on your side. But if only I may finish my course. And sometimes it gets hard. And I know it gets hard. I'm right there even now. It gets very hard. I read an article today, and it quotes that old English 1997. I know it's old. It's, you know, not even, 20 years old, but it feels old. About if I get knocked down, I'll get up again. But we as believers in Jesus, especially those of us who are missionaries, we must be resilient. We have to fight. If only we may finish the course of the gospel. And there are days that it's hard. But I have been called to Jewish people. I have been called to share the gospel to those to whom the gospel was given first. But as Acts 20:24 says, but I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish the course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And Psalm 40:10 says, I'll just read Psalm 49:10. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lord, I have not refrained my lips. Oh Lord, you know. I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. I can't, because I might get knocked down, but I'll get up again. If only I may finish my course. This is Amy Downey, the director of Tzedakah Ministries, the president of Tzedakah Ministries. And this is Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. God bless. Shalom. Until the next time. Thank you.